Thorne Bay is a city of about 500 people on Prince of Wales Island. The nearby city of Craig has seen two residents test positive for coronavirus, and concerns about the spread of the virus have residents on edge. But officials in Thorne Bay say they're having trouble enforcing state and local emergency orders requiring that most out-of-state travelers quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. Acting City Administrator Terry Feibel says a man recently flew his private plane from Washington State to the island's airstrip. She says he then tried to board a boat tied up in Thorne Bay's harbor. But Feibel says he hadn't filled out a state-mandated declaration form outlining his travel history and his intended quarantine location.
We notified him of the requirement, and he refused to fill out any paperwork, didn't feel it applied to him, and was very upset.
Unable to access his boat, the man left the harbor, but he returned the following day while Harbormaster Ron Wendell was at the city office.
He showed up here in town and proceeded to take groceries, a couple cartloads of groceries, down the dock to his boat.
Wendell says he reported the apparent violation of state and local orders to law enforcement. Thorne Bay doesn't have its own police force. They rely on state troopers and a village public safety officer. But Wendell says state troopers weren't much help.
They explained to me at that point in time that they could not help us at all because this is a state mandate, not a state law. And because it was not a law, there was nothing that they could do.
For his part, 77-year-old Paul Lewis says he's doing his best to comply with state and local health restrictions. He says he left Washington for Alaska in order to protect his wife.
First of all, this is a life or death decision for me. My wife is 75 years old, and she has a very low immune system. And the doctors told her if she got the virus, it would kill her for sure. So I decided to come up here to cut the chance of her being infected by 50%.
He says he's lived on his 32-foot boat in Thorne Bay's harbor seasonally for the past 3 years. And that's where he intended to write out his mandatory 2-week quarantine. And Lewis says that's exactly what he's doing. He says he was unaware that state and local authorities required travelers to fill out a declaration. But that statement from a local state trooper that troopers can't enforce mandates troubled the two Thorne Bay officials, and it's led to questions about how state law enforcement can ensure compliance with health mandates. Acting Administrator Feibel asked the town's state representative, Jonathan Christ-Tompkins, for help. Troopers say they're focusing their energy on encouraging Alaskans to voluntarily comply with the mandates. But Christ-Tompkins says it's not clear what tools state troopers can use when faced with someone who won't abide by the rules.
My sense from the Department of Public Safety is that things are being figured out how to deal with sort of bad apples.
At this point, state leadership says criminal charges aren't the answer.
We've done a tremendous job without having to order Alaskans around.
That's Governor Mike Dunleavy speaking to reporters on Thursday.
The idea that we're going to use a heavy hand on Alaskans, we never talked about doing that. We don't want to do that.
And Dunleavy says he's pleased with the level of compliance so far. But Christ-Tompkins says state and municipal law enforcement agencies need to figure out what to do when simply encouraging people to follow the law doesn't work.
If, politely but firmly asked at first to stop and then it persists and then what's step two and then when do you really, bring down the hammer?
He says lax enforcement threatens to undercut compliance on a broader scale. In other words, if people see their neighbors breaking mandatory quarantines or gathering in groups,
it sort of weakens the degree to which others abide by those same rules.
For now, though, it's not clear how or if state authorities will compel Alaskans to follow the rules. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.